Alex Trebek here. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy, and I hope you enjoy this all-new episode of Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy! Introducing today's contestants, a travel planner from Shreveport, Louisiana, Tanya Sean. A privacy consultant from Falls Church, Virginia, Lindsay Majeski. And our returning champion, a physician from Owatosa, Wisconsin, Morgan Wilbanks, whose one day cash winnings total $21,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always very exciting for me when I walk out at the beginning of the program, because that's when I get my first look at the challengers on the program today. Tanya and Lindsay, good to have you with us. Morgan, good to see you again. I'll wish all three of you good luck and put you to work right now in the Jeopardy round. One Daily Double coming up in one of these categories. Where do we start? A National Monumental Challenge. I have no idea what that's about. Colors, I know. Name, rank, but no serial number. You've got three to get ready. For good measure. And finally, this looks complicated. Rock and or roll songs. Rock or roll might come up in each correct response. Morgan, start us.
For good measure for 200.
This metric unit of liquid measure is equal to approximately 1.057 quarts. Morgan.
What is a liter?
That's it.
For good measure for 400.
1,728 cubic inches is equal to one of these. Morgan?
What is a...
Oh, too much time. Lindsay or Tonya? It's equal to a cubic foot. Ah, yes. Morgan, back to you.
Good measure for 600.
One Mickey, or about 0.1 millimeter, is defined as the smallest detectable movement of one of these computer devices. Lindsay.
What is a mouse?
You're on the board now.
A national for 200.
Oh, say, can you see this national monument and historic shrine? You sure can, at 2400 East Fort Avenue in Baltimore. Morgan?
What is Fort McHenry?
That's it.
National monument for 400.
The 20-room cliff dwelling in Arizona with the name of this Aztec ruler provides a look at the culture of the Sinagua people. Morgan?
Who is Montezuma?
He's the one.
Rock and or roll songs for 600.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that. 1979 Bob Seger hit with this title. Lindsay?
What is good time rock and roll?
Nope. Morgan?
What is old-time rock and roll?
Old-time, not good time. You got it.
Rock and roll for 800.
When life is too much, Steve Winwood shared this title advice, baby, in a 1988 number one hit. Tanya?
What is roll with it?
Roll with it, yes.
I'll take name, rank, no serial number for 200, please.
William Bly officially got this rank 1 year after his 1789 misadventure. Morgan?
What is captain?
Yes.
Name rank for 400.
Alvin York is famed as this, but he was a rank below it at the time of his noted World War I actions. Tonya?
Sergeant.
Sergeant, correct.
Colors for 200.
It can mean melancholy or refer to indecent material. Morgan?
What is blue?
Blue, yes.
Colors for 800.
Close to russet, it's also a policeman in old-timey slang. Morgan.
What is yellow?
No. Lindsay?
What is brown?
No. Old-timey slang, what is a copper? Copper. Morgan, back to you.
Colors for 1,000.
A color or a princely dynasty important in the Netherlands. Lindsay?
What is orange?
Orange, you're on the plus side again.
National for 600.
Including the nickname of African-American troops, an Ohio site is named Charles Young, These Soldiers National Monument. Lindsay.
What is Buffalo?
Yep.
National for 800.
Enjoy a close encounter with this national monument in Wyoming, also known as Grizzly Bear's Lodge, a remnant of a volcanic intrusion. Tonya?
What is Devil's Tower?
Yes.
National monuments for 1,000.
Answer. You've got a video Daily Double waiting there.
I'm making a true daily double, Alex.
Oh, the old James Holzhauer maneuver. All right. For $4,000, here is your clue. Windblown gypsum gives this national monument in New Mexico its self-evident two-word name.
What is white sands?
You have just doubled your score to $4,000, and you've taken us into our first commercial break, so relax for a moment. You'll get to select again when we come back after this. Tanya Shawn is a travel planner from Louisiana who is one up on me in terms of my bucket list. Angkor Wat is a place I've always wanted to visit, haven't made it yet. You've been there, and for a special moment.
Yes, I watched the sunrise over Angkor Wat in 2018 with my family and some friends.
Special moment?
Yes, it was amazing.
Good for you. Lindsay Majeski from Falls Church, Virginia. I have visited Iceland, as you have, but you had what could be a terrifying experience in Iceland.
Yes, we took a hike that I read was beautiful, and I will generously call my husband and I underprepared. So we got onto a glacier, and it started snowing and snowing more, and we got lost for a solid 45 minutes. But we found our way out, we found the next marker, and it was honestly also the most beautiful hike I've ever been on.
So being caught in a blizzard in Iceland is a positive experience.
I mean, we're here today. So.
All right. That's a great way to look at it. Good for you. Morgan Wilbanks is a physician. He's our champion. But he would like to own a brewery. Are we talking about a big brewery now or a small boutique kind of operation?
Small boutique in my basement. Yeah. So I'm going to use some of my winnings for some extra equipment.
So you're a brew fan.
Yes.
All right. Let's get back into this. And right now, Tanya has command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection for us, please.
Let's try three to get ready for 200.
One of these poems is arranged in three lines of five, seven, and five syllables. Morgan.
What is a haiku?
Correct.
For good measure for 800.
Used to measure the height of horses from the ground to the top of the shoulders, one of these units equals 4 inches. Lindsay?
What is a hand?
Hand is right.
Three to get ready for 400.
The hop and the step are the first parts of this track and field event. Morgan?
What is shot put?
Oh, no. Lindsay?
What is the long jump?
Nope. What is the triple jump? Hop, step, and jump. Back to Lindsay.
Colors for 400, please.
Amy Ray and Emily Salyers perform as these girls. Lindsay?
What is indigo?
Correct.
Colors for 600?
To scorch slightly in cooking is one Random House dictionary definition. Morgan?
What is to brown?
Brown, correct.
Good measure for 1,000?
One of these porcine measures is equal to 63 gallons of liquid. And that would be a hogshead. Back to you, Morgan.
Rock and roll for 1,000.
In 2007, Nickelback sang, I'm going to trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name to be this title. Lindsay.
What is a rock star?
Rock star, correct.
Rock for 400.
Chuck Berry's impossible 1956 title request of Ludwig van while rocking in 2x2. What is roll over, Beethoven? Less than a minute now, Lindsay.
Three to get ready for 600.
On Columbus's first voyage, this one of a trio didn't make it back to Spain, having run aground off Hispaniola. Tanya.
What is the Nina?
No. Lindsay or Morgan? Gosh, Tanya narrowed it down. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria is the one that didn't make it back. Lindsay.
Three to get ready for 800, please.
Of the three major varieties of rock, the type that limestone is. Morgan.
What is sedimentary?
Good.
Three to get ready for 1,000.
In England, the only three kings of this name ascended in the 1100s, 1300s, and 1400s. And the most famous one, of course, was Richard III. Back to you, Morgan. Four clues left.
Name rank for 1,000.
Robert Gould Shaw, who found glory leading the 54th Infantry of this state, was a colonel when he died in battle in 1863. 54th, Massachusetts. And with that, we have Tanya in the lead at 3,400. Low-scoring game. I think and I hope That's going to change in Double Jeopardy. We'll see if I'm right when we come back. This was definitely an up and down first round of Jeopardy. Let's see if we can keep it going up, up, up in Double Jeopardy with these categories. 19th century notables, fonts of wisdom, American plays, island people, this is leopardy, oh gosh, and finally transcendental words. Each correct response will be a word that can be made from the letters you find in the word transcendental. Morgan.
Start. Transcendental for 400.
The alimentary and the keel are very different types of these. Tanya.
What are canals?
Yes.
I'll take this is leopardy for 400.
As you can see from the beginning of the leopard's name, this other cat gets some credit etymologically. Lindsay?
What is a lion?
Yes.
I'll take American plays for 400.
Stella could tell you the action in A Streetcar Named Desire takes place in this city. Lindsay.
What is New Orleans?
You got it.
A place for 800.
The stage manager in this play tells us it's set in Grover's Corners and that it's May 7th, 1901, just before dawn. Tanya.
What is our town?
Yes.
I'll take Island People for 400.
John Luther and McCavity the Cat are among the roles of this British actor. And his name is Idris Elba. Tanya?
Island People for 800.
She was in 13 consecutive Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues, and despite her name, does not speak with a brogue. Tanya?
Who is Elle McPherson?
No. Lindsay?
Who's Kathy Ireland?
She's the one.
American plays for 1,200.
Raisin is a musical version of this classic drama. Morgan?
What is Raisin in the Sun?
Yes.
American plays for 1,600.
These are the last names of Felix and Oscar, the two mismatched roommates of Neil Simon's The Odd Couple. Oscar Madison and Felix Unger. Back to you, Morgan.
Transcendental words for 1,600.
Mother of Pearl. It's also known as Mother of Pearl. And the word, a tough one, used seldom, nacre, N-A-C-R-E. Morgan, back to you.
Transcendental for 1,200.
Answer there, Daily Double. All right, you're within range of the lead. You're in third place with 3,000.
3,000.
All right. To pour that Cabernet oh so gently into another container.
What is decant?
That's the word. And you are now in the lead all by yourself. Let's see if you can keep building on that 6,000. Go.
Transcendental for 2,000.
Duck. This French term also means a baseless and derogatory rumor. Lindsay.
It's canard.
Canard, correct.
I'll take leopard for 800.
Leopards take about half their kills to eat here, where those lousy prey-stealing hyenas are unable to follow. Morgan.
Where is their den?
No. Tanya.
What is into a tree?
Into a tree, yes.
I'll take leopardy for 1,200.
Tai Lung, the villain in Kung Fu Panda, is this type of Asian leopard that can range up to 18,000 feet elevation. Tanya.
What is a snow leopard?
Right.
Leopardy for 1,600.
Leopard spots are called these due to their resemblance to a certain flower. I think it's kind of cute. They're called rosettes. Back okay. to you, Tanya.
Let's try leopardy for 2,000.
A leopard conservation success story. Akagera National Park is a 2.5-hour drive from Kigali in this country. Lindsay.
What is South Africa?
Nope. Tanya or Morgan? Country is Rwanda. Back to you, Tanya.
Let's try island people for 12.
Insular first name of merchant field and running back, Falk. Tanya.
What is Marshall?
Good.
Let's try island people 1,600.
Annie Clark is the original name of this Grammy-winning singer. Lindsay.
Who is St. Vincent?
Yes.
American Plays 2,000.
The 1980 Tony winner for Best Play. This drama was specially written for deaf actress Phyllis Freleick. Morgan.
What is The Miracle Worker?
No. What is Children of a Lesser God? Lindsay, back to you.
Fonts for 400.
Debuting in 1932, a font designed for a London newspaper was called Times New This. Tanya.
What is Roman?
Good.
Fonts for 800.
Here's Sarah.
California's 3rd and Texas's 35th district make the A. Ohio's 12th and 7th districts make the B. And Connecticut's 1st district is the C, in a new font called Ugly Jerry, in which Jerry stands for this partisan process.
Lindsay.
What is gerrymandering?
Correct.
Fonts for 1,200.
French for without. It can come in front of serif or after comic in the name of fonts. Lindsay.
What is sans?
Yes.
1,600 for fonts.
Get that liberated feeling with this script. Also a swimming stroke. Morgan.
What is freestyle?
Correct again.
Fonts of wisdom for 2,000.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
True daily double.
All right, for the lead. The font for this historic book, printed in 1455, has come to be known as Textura.
What is the Gutenberg Bible?
You are now in the lead all by yourself, and we have less than a minute to go.
Transcendental for 800.
A public disgrace, with or without TV President Fitzgerald Grant. Lindsay.
What is scandal?
Yes.
19th century for 400.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Julia Ward Howe wrote the words to this song, which was a Union Army standard during the Civil War. Lindsay?
What is Battle Hymn of the Republic?
You got it.
19 for 800.
His operas, Il Trovatore and La Traviata, both premiered in 1853. Morgan.
Who is Verdi?
Correct.
19th for 1,200.
Mary Baker Eddy founded this religion after spiritual healing helped her recover from a serious fall. Morgan?
What is Church of Christ Scientist?
Yes.
19th century for 1,600.
We wonder who snapped the photo of him, as he was usually behind the camera. Tanya.
Who is Matthew Brady?
You got him, and now two clues left.
Let's try Island People, 2,000.
In novels like American Psycho and Glamorama, he's the chronicler of people with more money than is good for them. Tanya.
Who is Ellis?
Ellis, Bret Easton Ellis. And that takes you very close to the lead. We have quite a game now. We started slowly, and you three came alive. Now you get to deal with this subject in Final Jeopardy. 20th century America. Think about it. Make a wager. Clue coming up. We've narrowed it down for final today to 20th century America. Players, we've narrowed it down to this clue. 10-year-old Martin Luther King Jr. sang with his church's choir at the celebrated premiere of this film. 30 seconds, good luck. In December of 1939 in Atlanta. Lindsay, we come to you first. You had $9,000. You were in third place. And let's see your response. Oh, you were unable to come up with a response. And that means it's going to cost you how much? $89.98. That drops you down to $2. Let's go to your left now to Tanya. She had $11,000. Did she come up with the correct response? She did indeed. Gone with the Wind is the movie. And she will add, oh, she'll double her score and put herself into the lead with $22,000. Now it's up to Morgan Wilbanks, our champion. Had the lead at $11,600. We'll add to that because he came up with the correct response. Did he add enough? $11,000. He added enough. $22,600 today, a two-day total of $44,000, and the opportunity to come back and play again tomorrow. We will see you then. Ladies, thanks for a good game. Great way to get things going today. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush.